Hello, this 5 minutes the prophet has the word of God, episode 70, episode 70. Amazing. Just one scripture, but so many dimensions of it. Just 5 minutes of a day, you have 1,440 minutes in a day, and you're using just 5 minutes of this to listen. So we're using our fundamental scripture, which is Hebrews 4:12. Let's go to it. Let's quote it together. Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Wow. The word of God is at work in your life. It's working. Are you taking it, treasuring it more than your necessary food? Is it a treasure to you? Are you keeping the word like how you keep your ATM card? Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And the difference is even showing in your life. Because as you eat the word and you take in the word, your spirit is showing your spirit. You are vibrant. You are vivacious. You are healed. You are strong. All these things are spiritual things that are happening inside of you because you fed yourself according to Matthew 4:4, which says the word of God is bread, is food. And Jeremiah 15:16 says the word, he found them and he ate them. And then Job 23:12 says that he has is more than his treasured up the words of his mouth, more than his necessary food. And we've been looking at how blessed we are because he sent his word and healed us. And then Mark 16:19-20 says that the disciples went and preached everywhere. And I've encouraged you, speak the word. When you speak, who is going to work with you? The Lord. I mean, it's so wonderful that the Lord is working with you. I'm not a pastor. It's not a pastor. Are you speaking the word to somebody? Are you preaching the word? As I'm preaching to you, there is nobody here. I'm here alone, and I'm preaching to you. I mean, you are hooked on. You are listening. So do you know that somebody also will hear you? Somebody will listen to you when you go to the person. Maybe it's your boss. I don't know who it is. But you go and you speak the word. When you speak the word, God says, I will confirm it. Leave God's work alone. Let him do his work of confirming the word with signs and powerful miracles. Leave that for him. And you do your part of the preaching. You do your part of speaking the word. Oh, I need to stand in an auditorium, to stand in a stadium so I can speak the word. You start one-on-one. Before you come to the stadiums, you stand one-on-one. And one day when you stand in the stadium, you see that truly God's word is true. As you started, it was as though it was nothing. But look at how God has brought you up to now stand in the stadium. So if you're here and you have a desire to go on preaching, please, it is time to practice. It is time to practice. Just speak the word. Just speak the word, and the spoken word will become real. It will become real as you speak. God will be working with you, and it will become somebody will hear you and say, my goodness, have you heard this woman? Have you heard this man? Just 5 minutes. And I tell you, every day when I listen to it, I'm pumped up. Something just enters into my spirit. I'm so encouraged. I'm strengthened. Something just happens to me. Yes. You too. Go ahead and speak the word, and God will confirm his word with signs and wonders. I mean, there are so many signs and wonders. I cannot even begin to talk about the things that God has done as I spoke his word. I cannot even begin to tell you. If you have any chance, any opportunity, you can type Healing Jesus Campaign. And when you type Healing Jesus Campaign, just go there. You see me. I'm with Evangelist Dagi Ward Mills, and I'll be presenting miracles. And I'm so blessed that he gives me the morning conference to do, which is he brings all the people who accepted Christ the previous day. We go to nations, mention the nation. I've been there by God's grace. It's in Africa, West Africa, South Africa, East Africa, except for Kenya, where I've not been. I mean, I've been to Kenya, but I've not been to for a crusade in Kenya. So we've been everywhere. And as we speak the word, amazing things happen. You see somebody, they bring the person. I remember in La Côte d'Ivoire, Abidjan, and there's a place called Abobo. Abobo, and there was this lady they brought, and there were TV cameras there, and they brought this lady. She was bedridden, and as I spoke, and she's not moved for days, they thought she was even dead. And as I spoke and spoke, then she began to move. Then she sat up. It was such. And then she stood walking. It was, she'll see them as we're screaming and shouting. I know her. She's my next door neighbor. I know her. They were confirming. Yes, we saw her being brought in the car. Yes. And she was so thin, all bones. And God raised her up. I see God working and confirming his word. Signs and wonders. You're so blessed. Bye.